First service. On many occasions in a tennis match, the ball is served and manages to land in the correct box, but at the expense of having hit the net. It's not a disastrous outcome, more of an irritating setback, and so the server has to serve again. No points are lost, but precious energy has been expended for nothing. Life can be like that sometimes. We put all of our hopes and dreams into a new business, a new relationship, a new weight loss program, a new house, and the outcome is at best disappointing, and at worst costly. We can end up getting hurt in the process. What makes matters worse is that we live in times when society tells us that we deserve or should expect success in absolutely everything we do, we buy or invest, and at the first attempt too. Failure is not an option. Everything should run smoothly for us. It's our right. Why does society shout this so loudly at us? Is it about survival of the fittest? Is it because nobody wants to be branded a loser? Possibly. But I believe it's because deep down, without a relationship with God, people will always struggle to make sense of life and what it's all about. And so the default position becomes the accumulation of success, power, relationships, money, and things, but not necessarily in that order. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, Jesus tells the people, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than them?" In other words, let go and let God. Life will be difficult at times, and things won't always go the way you plan, no matter how many times you try. On occasions, you'll expend much energy and find that things don't go well. People will let you down. You may well screw up. But God knows what you need and what really matters, and He will be there for you, always, the very first time you call. First service,